Hey, coming up on today's edition of Rockin' Retirement, we're going to talk about the domino effect. So how can one mistake ruin your retirement plan, and what are some of these mistakes that we need to avoid? We're also going to get to know Janine a little bit better on today's show by talking about binge-watching TV shows. What's the latest there? That should be some fun. I think our answer might surprise most of you. I would not make this connection with you, Janine. It'd be last on my list of guesses. So that's going to be fun. And we've got a great mailbag question from Sam on today's show. And Sam, just to give you a little preview of what he's thinking about, he says he keeps talking himself into a circle, been out of the market for several years. He's missed the ups and the downs, and he's worried about another crash, just kind of confused as to what to do at this point. So we'll hopefully have some guidance for Sam and anybody else that might be in a similar situation on today's show. Janine, are you ready to rock retirement once again?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. New episode on the way right now. All right, so our main topic today, Janine, is to dive into this domino effect concept. We've all heard of the domino effect. You knock one over, it knocks over the rest of the dominoes. Things sort of fall in place after, you know, one little action happens. Well, in retirement planning, we've seen over the years where one misstep can topple someone's entire financial future. And so today, we want to explore some of the key areas that need careful attention to ensure a solid retirement plan. So we've identified five potential pitfalls in the financial realm that somebody might fall into. We want to talk about how to avoid them today, Janine. So let's start off with number one on the list, the possibility of outliving your money. This is something everybody's exposed to risk-wise, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's the number one concern of many people because there are so many factors or unknowables when you start trying to calculate how long your money's going to last or how long you're going to last. A lot of people do look at, okay, I'm looking at genealogy. You know, we've got people with longevity in the family, so I'm planning to live to X. I also have people who will tell me, I don't think I'm going to make it to 75 when here they are 75. So, yeah. You know, nobody knows when that number comes due. And so making your money last that at least that long or longer, depending on your intentions, is a really important factor that you have to consider. And a lot of things can affect that. We're going to talk about one that's actually related, which is market volatility. But going back to being concerned about outliving your money, the factors you need to be concerned with are how is your portfolio constructed? Because the ability to draw income from your overall strategy is going to be very critical. And a lot of people never factor in, because they're not aware of it, sequence of returns risk. So what is that? I mean, every year the market has a different return. And there's no such thing as a linear return. So how are you factoring that that return and then the withdrawal rate, which is
so
critical?
Saying, like the what the market does in your early years is different than even if your overall return later in life is about the same. Bigger changes in the early years of retirement could spell a big difference in how things turn out for you. That's sequence of returns.
That's right. Right. So if you happen to, for instance, and everybody remembers 2008, if you were planning to retire in 2008, that was a terrible year for the market, of course. And a lot of people ended up going back to work because they couldn't retire because they'd lost so much in the market. Mm. So that scares a lot of people because most people who are getting at or near retirement now remember that. And you can't afford for that to happen. So you really have to take a look at how you're positioned, how your portfolios are positioned, what else is going on that you're accounting for in the overall structure of income solutions. And that's what a lot of people don't do. We do that. We've got software that does that. And it's all part of, you know, helping people understand what the real risk is and then accounting for that.
Easy to see if you don't plan for income and you don't plan to make your money last as long as you do, just the domino effect that occurs there, nothing else is going to work. That's why that's really the first one to address here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about number two, inflation and the relentless creep of it. Although hadn't been much of a creep the last couple of years, it's been pretty obvious. But this is definitely a domino that can cause lots of other problems in a plan.
Yeah, because, you know, it at its base, it's really going to depend on your inflation rate, which is your spending rate or how your lifestyle. Yeah. So yes, there's
just like, sort of twofold. It's like the environment inflation, but also we as just normal people can have inflation ourselves by spending more, right?
Exactly. So, you know, you're looking at, I mean, I think inflation, generally median inflation is 3%, give or take.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you know, last year it was ridiculously off the chart. It got up to 9%. So as of last June 2022 to this June 2023, that annual inflation rate was 9%. Well, now a couple months later, it's down to 3%. You know, I'm always jaded when it comes to government numbers, but
sure.
Because we know that the government actually is the one that creates inflation. You know, you planning that into your retirement plan or your lifestyle is really critical, because you can have a tendency to not, if you have the money, you're just spending the money and you're not really thinking about this. So, you know, making the correct choices that don't adversely affect expenditures or expenses is what's going to be critical here.
That seems like something a lot of do-it-yourselfers probably miss, is planning for that inflation. You're planning for that 20, 30 or more years in retirement, and you're doing it all in today's dollars. Sometimes it's hard. Like when I put into a calculator, Janine, just because I've got a lot of years until retirement and then even more years until, you know, my projected demise of how long I would need to make that money last. When you actually put in, oh, how much do I need to have saved for retirement? Those numbers are so ridiculous because it's in today's, you're looking at it in today's dollars, but those calculators are building in the fact that you're going to need more for inflation purposes in the future. It's really hard to just kind of wrap your head around some of the numbers when you start thinking, oh yeah, milk's going to be $10 a gallon, you know, X years from now.
Well, and you know, hopefully not, but you know, that's kind of the trend, because what is it now? It's what, $3 or $4 a gallon? $5, depending on where you buy it.
Five if you're fancy and have your almond milks and things like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for most people, if you think about the 3% inflation rate, okay, essentially in 20 years, if you have saved, let's just say it's $1 million. If you've saved $1 million in 20 years, the purchasing power on that million is going to be about $500,000 worth. It's cut in half. So you have to plan for that. So guess what is the only method for outpacing inflation?
What's that?
Investing in equities. So stocks. So that's really important for your portfolio to be properly allocated so that you don't get eaten alive by inflation. And for a lot of people who have a lot of cash in the bank because they were fearful of the market, your cash is getting eaten up by inflation. So you look at basically the dollar from 1980 to today, you're about 20 cents, if you're lucky, on the dollar of what its purchasing power is. And there are a lot of things floating through the internet and Facebook and Instagram of what you could purchase. You could purchase a full cart with $20 in 1980.
Yeah.
And now it's just a couple items. So you have to build that into your plan.
We walked out of the grocery store yesterday, actually, with a $300 cart. Now we were buying some extra stuff. We're cooking 100 meatballs for a church function, and we've got family coming to visit this weekend. So it was a little bit more purchasing than usual, but everything still fit in one cart. So, and there was room to spare. Let's put it that way. It's concerning,
it's
when you get through the checkout line and you're like, what in the world?
Yeah, what did I buy that cost that much?
It sounds like in the inflation world, we've got a couple of different ways we can go wrong. We've got the place where we just don't account for it in the first place, or two, we're investing in things that aren't going to keep up with it. And so if a do-it-yourselfer, or even if you're working with a planner or someone who considers themselves a financial advisor, if they're not accounting for inflation in those ways, big red flag, big concern.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a big domino that can knock over other things in your plan. Yeah. As is our next point, number three, the expense of a nursing home stay. This is something people underestimate a lot?
Oh, big time. Now, the ones who aren't are the ones who are currently dealing or have dealt with a parent or loved one in nursing situation. So today, a lot of people are opting to move into what's called a continuing care retirement community. So you go in, you're independent, and then you go, then you can, you know, kind of migrate or shift over to assisted living. And then it's full facility care, which most people are not going to be in, you know, until much, much, much later. unless you have one of the various, and dementia is a large umbrella, but if you have a memory care issue, Alzheimer's or something induced Alzheimer's, you know, that you can live 10 years in a memory care unit. That's extremely expensive because it, that person, you need full-time 24-hour care. And, you know, that's $15,000 a month, depending on where you live. It's really expensive. So, you know, most people are going to be out of pocket because they're self-insuring, because they don't understand that there are some products out there now that will help you insure this. So either you are self-insuring or you're pushing it to an insurer, or you're hoping Medicaid's going to pay for it. And Medicaid is not going to pay for it. Medicare will not pay for it. You know, that's what a lot of people do misunderstand, is Medicare does not pay for long-term care. So the whole nursing home conversation is a very important conversation for folks to have. And I always emphasize it's a conversation first, because who will be your advocate if you ever need care? And then what do you want to have happen next? Most people want to stay in their homes. My parents are still in their home, but they're 87 and 89, and I'm traveling a lot back and forth to make sure things get done for them. Yeah. But at some point, I'm going to have to bring somebody in, which is what most people would like, is to have somebody come in. Now, if you're okay with going to a community care center or, you know, a care community, then there are any number of those. Some are good, some are not so good. You really do have to investigate that.
Yeah, it can blow up your retirement, it seems like, yes, in a multitude of ways, that domino effect. If you have that care early in life, or even if it's not you, but a spouse having that care, yes, earlier in life, you can run through your savings very quickly and then be in a tough situation. But even if it's not something until later in life when this happens and you get to live most of your retirement the way that you envisioned, well, if you had legacy planning and if you had the idea of passing money off to the next generation and you don't take steps to protect that, it can blow up that whole portion of your plan too. So seems like that domino effect is just really a really big presence when we talk about healthcare in general, but specifically the nursing home part of it.
So it's a very significant statistic. About 75% of those over 65 are going to need some kind of care. That's the statistic.
That's a big percentage.
That's a big percentage.
Yeah.
So I am.
And yet, how many people are planning for that possibility of that 75%? Maybe 20%. Just picking a number.
Right. Well, and so just to bring a real life, case to this conversation, I've had a client that's been on his, you know, living on a boat in the Caribbean for, 5-6 years.
That's cool.
He started having heart issues a few months ago, and I said, you need to get back to where family is. Where are you coming back stateside? Are you going to do this, that, and the other thing? He came in for an exam, went back to the Caribbean. So about a month ago, he said, he just mentions to me, I think I'm having blah, 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 blah. And I said, you need to get home.
Yeah.
So he did. He got back to where home is, and last week saw a doctor. The doctor said, I'll see you in a year. 2 days later, had heart attack. A couple days later, had a triple bypass.
And imagine how it turns out differently if he's not in the States to deal with that issue, right?
Right.
That
could have been a big problem. And you want to have some type of personal community around you when these things happen. Who is your advocate? And so this is a one event thing, but there could be repercussions long term. We're waiting to see.
Healthcare and nursing home stays, something your advisor should definitely be talking to you about. Let's get to point number four here, Janine. Now, earlier you talked about we need to be in equities. We need to be talking about being in the stock market to beat inflation, to make sure we don't outlive our money. But it's also one of the dominoes that can be a big misstep and cause all sorts of problems in your portfolio. So we've got to be really careful there. The volatility of the stock market is our fourth potential pitfall.
It is, because investor behavior is the most detrimental factor in being properly invested. So yes, portfolio allocation and location is very, very important. We can do that through the science that, you know, we follow and the research, and we can do this with software. But getting investors to understand conceptually what we're doing is very important. So if that's a concern to people, they should definitely get in contact with us. But getting that right, because you must be in equities to outpace inflation and taxes, which I think is our next point.
That's number five. Go ahead and lump them in together. Yeah. Stock market and taxes.
Now, we've been in a very low tax environment since 2017, that the new tax code that came into being in 2017, that tax code expires in 2025. So if it goes back to the 2015 tax code, everybody's going to be in a higher tax bracket. So did you plan for that in how you're allocated to outpace inflation and taxes? Do you have equity exposure properly done so that you can outpace it all? And that is absolutely critical. It's critical to your income. It's critical to reduce those taxes and get the efficiencies that you're going to need that actually causes more return to your net wealth. But we have to do that or people will outlive their money.
We don't want that to happen. And that was number one on the list. And as you can see, I mean, this is just five of the missteps that can cause that domino effect and mess up your retirement plan in a big way. Again, to recap, we're talking about outliving your money, that possibility, not accounting for that, the relentless creep of inflation, the expense of a nursing home stay, the volatility of the stock market, and the rising threat of taxes. Single misstep can have these cascading effects that Janine outlined for you on today's show to your retirement plan, from the inflation to that unpredictability of the markets. Having someone on your side who can help you navigate all these different areas can make all the difference. So if you want to get in touch with Janine, if you haven't done this type of planning, certainly reach out to her. Talk to her about your financial situation. You can have a complimentary review of how you've planned so far, where some of those big gaps might be, and how to better prepare for the future. If you want to set up that time to visit, it's very easy to do. Just check the description of today's show. We'll have contact information there for you. But you can also call Janine at 443-718-6311. That's 443-718-6311. Or you can go online to TheusWealthAdvisors.com. And again, that's all in the description of today's show, so you can easily find it and reach it. There you have it. Some of the mistakes that can ruin your retirement plan. Don't let it happen to you. Well, it's time to get to know Janine a little bit better here on Rockin' Retirement. So, Janine, my question for you today, we're talking TV. And I know you're not like a big binge watcher, but what's the last TV show that you binge watched?
It was a program that I don't remember ever being advertised because I don't really follow a lot of that. But my husband said, hey, we should take a look at this. And it was Andor, which is, I think, a Star Wars spinoff
thing.
It's
like a Star Wars, spinoff of some sort. They've done a bunch of them lately, like The Mandalorian and a couple of others.
And I had to, The Mandalorian started out good and then it got a little strange. But Andor is extremely well written. And it's very interesting from the standpoint that you can watch it and there are some parallels to what's happening today in the world.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You could actually go there with some of the things that the Empire's doing, and how they're doing it. But it is extremely well done. I was very surprised because I'm not really a binge watcher.
And it doesn't sound like you're like a super duper Star Wars fan either. So,
no, early on,
that you found such a small, like a little spinoff is such an interest to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember when the first one came out and you go back and it was a big deal, I think in 78.
Yeah.
I think. And something like that. It was a big deal at the time. And you go back and watch it and you have to laugh a lot. But
yeah. We watched through most of the Star Wars during the pandemic when we were still pretty busy, but still sometimes in the evening you had a lot more time on our hands, right? Everybody was watching TV shows. So we one day said, let's go back and rewatch all the Star Wars because my wife and I had never seen any of them. So we watched them, and after three or four, we were like, all right, they are all kind of feeling the same here. And
we can
fast forward to the more modern versions at this point.
Yeah.
It's still very impressive for the 70s, no doubt about it. So, well, there you go. Thanks for telling us about Andor. So you would recommend it to folks, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would, because like I said, it's very well written. The storyline is very good. And in the character in it is in one of the Star Wars follow-ons, like Rogue. Okay. I think he's in Rogue, the character. So this is kind of a prequel to that.
Gotcha. I can never keep up with the timeline of any of these Star Wars shows, so I try not to get too worried about it.
Right, right.
Just enjoy it for what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, there you go. Recommendation, check out Andor. I'll have to add it to the list, Janine, and catch up on it at some point. And that's getting to know Janine Theus a little bit better. All right, it is time for our Backstage Pass, where we get questions from viewers and listeners of Rockin' Retirement. And our question on today's episode comes to us from Sam. And Janine, Sam says, I keep talking myself in a circle. Sorry to hear that, Sam. I've been out of the market for several years, and I've missed out on a lot of growth. I don't want to jump back in now in case we have a crash soon. But I also don't want to stay on the sidelines and miss even more growth. What do I do?
Well, that's a very common question. I've actually seen this a few times. I had a gentleman come to see me in 2014. He had gotten out of the market because 2008 was brutal. Gotten out of the market. He had, and this is 2014, you know, so when did the market turn?
Okay.
In March of 2009, all the way to 2013 was the longest run we'd had of a bull market. And he 60% of his $2 million was in cash still in 2014. Mm. So he had missed the entire run up that even with a properly, you know, with a properly allocated portfolio, because he had time, he missed almost doubling his portfolio. So that's the danger.
Punch.
Yeah, that's the danger of reacting emotionally to the market in general. You just have to look at long-term. So if you have this long-term, which everybody does because you need to be in the market till you depart the pattern, which is expire. Mm-hmm.
Depart the pattern. That's good.
So, you know, the thing to think about is rolling 20-year periods are 100% positive. So the market is going to have a negative or a down year or a glitch or whatever, however you want to phrase it, about every 3 to 4 years, there's a down year. And then there's 3 years up. So 3/4 of the time, the market is positive. So if you understand that and you understand allocation and you understand what's really important in terms of how to be in the market rather than chase the market, which is really, really important. And we've got a slide here to show you that will show you how random the market is. So if the market is random, it's a zero-sum game to try to pick winners and losers. So you need to be in the market to win the market. It's how you're in the market that's really important. And then what's the risk tolerance that you can personally tolerate? Part of the discussion.
So for Sam, he would need to talk to you a little bit about exactly how old he is, how far from retirement is, would influence your guidance to him. But it sounds like overall, he needs to get back in the market in some way, shape, or form, even if he's worried that there's going to be another crash soon. Just how much that exposure is, what that allocation looks like, all those decisions are going to then be on that case-by-case basis.
That's right. And to everybody, a crash means something different. But yes, okay. The market, you know, has a decline once every 3 to 4 years. But if you look at the long term, 20 years, 15 years rolling, it's 100% positive. So you're missing the upside. And that's really important for increased income in retirement.
Sam, I hope that guidance helps you out. If you've got a question similar to Sam's and want answers, you can certainly reach out and we can feature a question here on the show for you. But you can also talk one-on-one with Janine very easily. We'll put her contact information in the description of today's show. But you can also call 443-718-6311 or go online to TheusWealthAdvisors.com to get in touch with the CEO and founder of Theus Wealth Advisors, Janine Theus, with more than 20 plus years as a financial planner and bringing that experience each and every day for her clients. Well, Janine, that wraps up today's edition of Rockin' Retirement. Thank you for all of your guidance and advice on the show today. Enjoyed catching up with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Walt.
All right, you take care as well. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time on Rockin' Retirement. Busier than ever and on a mission.
On a mission.
On a mission.